Blog Talk Radio.
Hello.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Blast.
C2P, I'm your show host, Bo Marshawn. And as always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us as we bring you the next collection of tomorrow's NFL stars, and we bring them to you today here on the C2P platform. And today we're going to be starting with one of the top Big Ten linebackers slash safety hybrid types, if you will. He was also the team MVP, and he hails from Maryland. It's none other than Antoine Brooks. Antoine, welcome to the program. How's this afternoon treating you?
It's treating me well. Honestly, just got out done from a workout, so I'm pretty fine. Pretty feeling good.
Excellent. Well, we got to ask, where are you? Where are you training? Where did you get ready for all your combine work and being in a peak condition that we saw you in when you were down in Indianapolis?
When I was in Indianapolis, I was training in Florida, Bomberito, Ambertura, Maryland. Ambertura, Florida. I'm sorry.
Trading down at Pete Bomarino's performance, I mean, one of the finest facilities you can be at. Take the listeners through what it's like. I mean, it's not so much even a workout. It's almost a belief in a religion, if you will, where their concept and our ideology into making you the best athlete possible. How refreshing was it to kind of just experience that?
Yeah, it was real refreshing. I learned a lot from Bomarito. I learned how to eat, eat better, eat well, eat healthier. I learned, certain foods is very good for your body. I learned a lot of stuff like that, a lot of stretches and working out, a lot of stretching and calisthenic stretching works out and helps for the body too. So, I learned a lot from Bomarito.
Definitely. And for you, I mean, you're an athletic young man. You bring a lot of versatility, a lot of productivity to this next level. That athleticism, I mean, was that something that was evident when you were very, very young? Were you the better athlete at the Pop Warner Pee Wee days?
Yeah, I was one of the better athletes. But I worked very hard. My dad was very hard on me, and working out. He knew I had to love, working out every day. If I didn't love doing that, then I don't love playing football. So, I'm pretty proud that he drilled that in my body, my head. That's my mindset.
Nice. So you had the athleticism. I assume, playing running back, that quarterback role type. I mean, were you that kid scoring touchdown after touchdown every weekend?
Yeah, high school, yeah, little league, yeah. I was doing a little something, not too much.
Very modestly said. Antoine Brooks, just quietly, not giving himself too much love or props, but giving us a sneaky thing. So, I mean, you get to Maryland. I mean, you're 2016, you're making an impact for the Terrapins. I mean, what was it like, leaving high school and then you're in the, the Big Ten, ACC, if you will, and you're doing your thing and you're playing big-time football and you're becoming a contributor so early in your career?
Yeah, it was very, very, shocking for me, I really, had to learn a lot about time management, switching from high school into college. Had to learn a lot from Jermaine Carter, Donnell Savage, the leaders before me. They told me a lot about, even college football itself, It helped me a lot, during the whole process.
Definitely. And for you, I mean, you just continued to grow your game. And, for this off season, you get down invited to the Reese Senior Bowl. How much was the Reese Senior Bowl in terms of just helping you prepare for the combine? It's a little bit more informal rather than formal. You know what it's like walking through the hotel, teams are grabbing you, you're having meetings here and there and everywhere throughout, the facility at the hotel. But what was it like being down there and just getting acclimated to, letting these teams know who Antoine Brooks is, you know, off the field as a man, not so much as a player.
It was actually a good feeling. I ain't really playing too many, all-star games or, games like that. That's kind of big for me in my life. Probably a milestone that I wanted to reach, while I touched college. But other than that, it was a great experience. I was very happy, to let, people know who I am off the field, because, it's a lot of good things that come with me. And I'm just ready to contribute to a team and play football.
Definitely. And you're going to definitely be playing and contributing to your team. Once again, the standout from Maryland, Antoine Brooks, kind enough to join us here on the C2P with his team MVP. He was also second team Big Ten. And again, all the accolades you can want, all the physical abilities that you look for in a kid in his position. I'm curious, you've been down, everybody knows you, you're at the Combine, you're at the Senior Bowl. But, the teams project you all around the defense. Where do you see most teams eyeing you up, and where do you think you'll play when you get drafted?
I probably see teams, try and put me around, down safety. Probably put me in will sometimes. Probably play dime sometimes, all over the place. It really don't matter for me. I'm just ready just to contribute and, show my versatility when I get there.
Definitely. And do you get comparisons or anybody at that next level that you try to model your game after?
I try to model my game after, a couple. Probably just, Jamal Adams and Dorian James right now. And probably Tyrann Mathieu. Tyrann, he's a little different, though. I like him. I got to hold him to a high standard. But if I'm going to see it next to somebody, I'm gonna say I'm like Jamal.
Does anything go unnoticed? Everyone knows about you, especially these scouts, maybe the defense you ran where you didn't blitz more, maybe you could have dropped the coverage more. Is there anything that these scouts need to know about you that they may not see on tape?
That right there, I don't really know about that, honestly. I just try to put my all on the field. I mess up, everybody ain't perfect, but, I try my best. I do my best. And I play very hard. So, whatever is on the field, it's on the field. The eye in the sky don't lie. I'm here to work on anything I need to improve.
Awesome stuff. Once again, Antoine Brooks here on the C2P as we talk a little NFL draft and college football. We know we're almost out of time, and we appreciate you joining us here. We know you got a busy day. You just got done working out, and you got all the obligations, but we really appreciate you, sneaking us in. But before we let you go, we like to have some fun. We call it three and out, a few off-the-wall questions. You ready to take a shot with some of those?
Yeah, come on.
All right. Now, if you could become the trainer down at Pete Bomarito's place, what trainer do you want to work out, and what workout would you want to put them through to see them sweat a little bit and maybe test their athleticism?
Well, my trainers, I don't know, because they got some pretty good trainers over there. They do the workout, with ease. Probably my man Spencer or Ralph, probably Spencer and Ralph, probably both of them, just to see what they think they can go through it.
Excellent. And how about this one? The weekend of the draft, I assume you're going to be with family and friends as you kind of celebrate this next journey in your football life. But with that said, who's the best cook in your family, and what would you like that person to have ready as you kind of celebrate that day?
Oh, no, that's – you playing with fire right there. I got a lot of good cooks in my house. Probably my auntie Mona. My auntie Mona probably going to cook. She probably got to bring her famous dessert, which is probably, red velvet cupcakes and strawberry cupcakes. And then I probably want my grandmother to cook the barbecue chicken. That's really all I need.
I love it, man. Well, hey, man, we're out of time, but you got so much ahead of you, and we can't wait to see you do your thing at the next level. We always like to say, though, stay humble. Stay hungry, be safe, and we appreciate you joining us here on the C2P.
Man, thank you for having me, man.
No problem at all. Once again, that is Antoine Brooks, and this kid is a versatile kid. You guys listen to enough. I'm a sucker for guys like him. I mean, he can play safety. He can, and as you mentioned, he can do the will. He's an interchangeable piece to a defense. You can use him in so many ways, and his teams expand and kind of get a little bit more creative, and athleticism and speed increases. A guy like Antoine Brooks is so critical to making a team and being an impact guy, just like he was at Maryland. Once again, the team MVP in 2019. Kind of to join us here on the C2P.
This has been a C2P exclusive.